thank you, Mr. President, for your kind and friendly words. My husband, after his two previous visits, told me of the beauty of your country and the warm welcome you give visitors. Now I have experienced these myself, and I have been much moved by your greetings and by those of the people of Helsinki. We in Britain have long associated friendliness with Finland. In the first English atlas to include Finland, published in 1680, it was written that the ancient inhabitants of Finland were the most hospitable of the Scandinavians. So for a long time, you have enjoyed the highest reputation with us. Of course, I realize that the harmony of our relations has been interrupted by the occasional discord. I was reminded, as we arrived in the Åland Islands and sailing into Helsinki, that our contacts in the past have not always been without conflict. But I can assure you that our passage past Bomarsund and Suomenlinna was entirely peaceful. Happier and closer contacts between Britain and Finland developed in the second half of the 19th century. We began not only to develop trade and navigation with Finland, but also to assist in her industrial development. The name of that pioneer Scot, James Finlayson, is still preserved by one of your best-known textile firms. Another Scot, William Crichton, helped to found the firm of Wärtsilä, which my husband will be visiting tomorrow. In more recent times, indeed, until a year or two ago, Britain was traditionally Finland's largest export market. As our economy continues its recovery, trade between us will increase, and that will be good for both of us. Finnish art and design have exercised an equal influence in Britain, where few musicians are more respected and admired than Sibelius. We rejoiced with you when you achieved your independence, and with the rest of the world, we marveled at how you defended it. But nothing has impressed us more than the progress of the last 30 years. Finland began this period in circumstances of exceptional difficulty. The Finnish people treated these difficulties as a challenge to create a new industry and a new economy. Finland was rebuilt and a new prosperity created for the Finnish people. In this achievement, I know how great a contribution was made by you, Mr. President, first as Prime Minister and then as President. But it is not only Finland's economic success which we admire. In your industrial revolution, you have shown respect for the beauties of your countryside. And in enlarging your cities, you have made inspired use of some of the most creative and original movements in modern architecture. This architectural skill is equally reflected in what I know, Mr. President, to be your personal creation, Finland's foreign policy. We have all admired the dexterity with which you have maintained the independence and neutrality of your country. I am glad, too, that Finland is increasingly making her views heard in the councils of the world, and that Finnish soldiers are playing a widely respected role in the work of peacekeeping. Finland today has much to be proud of and much to be grateful for. I am sure that I am expressing the general view when I say that much of that pride and gratitude is owed to you personally. Mr. President, we are delighted to be here to repay the visit you made to Britain in 1969, of which we have happy memories. And we are much looking forward to the next few days. I raise my glass to the President of Finland. to his achievements and to the happiness and prosperity of the Finnish people.